chapter 2, the birth of Jesus. Now, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to register themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was engaged to him, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, the time came that she should give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same region, staying in the field and keeping watch at night over their flock. And an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign to you. You shall find a baby wrapped in birth clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a crowd of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those in whom he is well pleased." And it came to pass, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they told people about the saying which was spoken to them about the child. And all that heard it wondered at the things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. And Mary treasured up all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it had been spoken to them. And after 8 days, when he was circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which name was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Simeon and Anna meet Jesus. And when the days of their purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord," and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, that they might do concerning him after the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the presence of all peoples, a light to be revealed to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." And his father and his mother were marvelling at the things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the falling and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity, and she had been a widow 84 years. She departed not from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up to worship at that very same hour, she gave thanks to God and spoke of him to all those that were looking for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had accomplished all things that were according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Jesus at 12 years old. And his parents went up every year to Jerusalem at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the tradition of the feast. And when they had finished the days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. Supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and then they looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." But he said to them, "How is it that you searched for me? Did you not know that I would be in my father's house?" They did not understand what he spoke to them. And he left with them and went to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother treasured all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus developed both in wisdom and body and in favour with God and men.